Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, November 27th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Amazon Web Services, or AWS, reInvent is happening in Las Vegas all this week. The company announced the Amazon Workspace's Thin Client, a rectangular compact computer designed to access cloud-based virtual desktops remotely. Browser-based Amazon Workspace's web is also supported. The Thin Client is based on Amazon's Fire TV Cube, has 2 gigs of memory, a 16-gigabyte hard drive, plus USB and HDMI ports, with a custom OS designed to not store files from a worker's virtual desktop locally. It'll be sold through Amazon Business for $195. AWS and Salesforce announced an expanded partnership to put Salesforce apps on AWS's marketplace and better connect Salesforce Data Cloud to AWS services. Salesforce will also support Amazon Bedrock, which will be available through Salesforce's Einstein Trust Layer. Salesforce Prompt Builder will let customers send templates to their preferred foundational models available on Bedrock. The Wall Street Journal sources say that according to internal Amazon data, the company delivered more packages to U.S. homes in 2022 than UPS. You might recall that back in 2020, Amazon passed FedEx in this metric. Before the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday last week, Amazon had delivered more than 4.8 billion packages in the U.S., with internal projections predicting around 5.9 billion by the end of the year, which is up from last year's 5.2 billion packages. Speaking of packages, online sales reached a record $9.8 billion in the U.S. on Black Friday alone. That's according to Adobe Analytics, which is up 75% over last year. Salesforce uses different metrics from Adobe, but also reported Black Friday online sales were way above expectations, $16.4 billion in the U.S. and $70.9 billion globally, with a record 79% of all that shopping traffic, that includes both browsing and actual purchases, done on mobile devices. Reuters sources say that TikTok parent company ByteDance is shuttering much of its Nuverse gaming division. The company has since confirmed it indeed has decided to restructure its gaming business after a review. Gaming brand Ohayou, that Douyin, which is TikTok's comparable brand in China, won't be affected, and reportedly casual games that run on TikTok will also remain. Nikkei Asia reports that this may affect up to 1,000 employees. CNBC reports that ByteDance is also looking to sell the mobile gaming studio Moonton Technology just 2 years after purchasing it for $4 billion. On Sunday, 18 countries, including the UK, the US, Germany, Italy, the Czech Republic, Estonia, Poland, Australia, Chile, Israel, Nigeria, and Singapore, announced an international agreement on how to keep artificial intelligence safe from rogue actors, noting that companies need to create AI systems that are secure by design. The 20-page document details a non-binding agreement that recommends things like monitoring AI systems for abuse, protecting data from tampering, and vetting software suppliers. What it doesn't tackle is what determines appropriate uses of AI specifically, or how the data that feeds those models is being gathered. Finally, if you have a Gmail account you've been sleeping on for a while, wake up. Google announced it will start deleting accounts that haven't been used in at least 2 years, starting on December 1st. Google accounts obviously give access not only to Gmail, but Drive, Docs, Meet, Calendar, Photos, and YouTube, which could hold media that some folks haven't thought about in a while, although retired YouTube videos won't be at risk of deletion. Google says users will get multiple notifications to both of their account email address and a recovery email if it's set up. Google also says it will approach this in phases, starting with accounts that were created and never actually used again. Exceptions include any account that was set up through work, school, or another recognized organization. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.